Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give God some praise. For John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning. Good morning to all of my listening audience from around the world. I am your host this morning, Teresa, with Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Well, guys, the temperature looks pretty good out there this morning, at least when I open the door to let my my little Yorkie out. Heat didn't really hit me in the face this time. It says today, guys, it's partly cloudy, 77 degrees. The temperature is 77 degrees today. That's what I'm looking at, guys. But you know, that could change throughout the day, but I don't see any rain today in the forecast, so that's a good thing. You know, I love water, and I love that it rains on my lawn, but still, you know, it's been raining a lot lately, so today it looks like it's not going to rain. So that's a good thing. So, guys, how are you all doing today? Now, listen. I don't know whether you've heard or have you listened to the podcast to know that, guys, if you would like to be a guest on the show, you can contact me through serveitupnow.com and leave your information, and I will contact you and maybe schedule a time and date that you can come on and be a guest on the show. I would like to hear your story. I would like to hear how you give God glory. I just want to share your success on Serve It Up Now and allow people to hear your testimony. Allow them to see who you are. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to share your talents. So if you got some talents and gifts, guys, come on the show, whatever you're doing. Come on the show and be my guest, and we can, you know, converse or talk about. Do whatever. So with that said, guys, how are you guys doing this morning? I hope that you woke up with praise flowing from your lips this morning and talking to the Most High God. And I pray that you are getting ready to start a good day today and looking forward to the weekend. I tell you, I am. I have a lot of things that I have to do, a lot of projects that I have to finish. I am definitely looking forward to my new journey. I don't know whether anyone know this on Serve It Up Now, but I am preparing to buy an ROV. That's right. You know those motorhomes that you see riding down the road? Well, I'm getting ready to buy me a RV, and I'm excited about that. So I've been looking and searching, doing my research, you know, just listening to other RVers on YouTube, because I want to know exactly what they are experiencing out here on the road. And so it has always been my desire to travel. And so I can catch a plane, you know, hey, it's okay to catch a plane. But you got to check into a hotel when you go to these different cities and states and, you know, out of the country or wherever you go. You still have to get an hotel. And I don't want to stay in someone's hotel. I don't have anything against the hotels, okay, because I've stayed there many times when I had to travel and preach and teach and sing and, you know, when I had my little book signing and stuff like that. So I had to use a hotel, okay, or when I went to visit families or for funerals or weddings or whatever, I had to use a hotel. Well, I want my own RV so I can have my own bed, huh? I can have my own refrigerator, my stove, my bathroom, okay? And I can move my RV around because it's almost like a hotel on wheels. How about that? So, you know, I've been looking and searching and, you know, praying about which RV I'm going to get. And actually, guys, I have this I have this challenge going on Risa T RV Living on my YouTube channel, Risa T RV Living. And if you can guess the RV that I am going to purchase, you will be, well, you will win $100 Cash App. I will send that $100 Cash App to your phone while we are on the air live. So I definitely want, guys, if you can toot over there and subscribe. You got to be a subscriber, though, and you got to watch the video, okay, because there's a video, a trailer. It's called the trailer video, and I have the, I think I have 7 RVs there, and one of those I'm going to buy. So you have to pick the one you think that I'm going to buy, okay? And so I'm excited about my new journey. You know, a lot of times we work our fingers to the bone, you know, and then we never enjoy life. Saturday and Sunday is just not enough to enjoy all that God has created. I'm sorry, you know. You work Monday through Friday and then Saturday and Sunday. Those are the days that you either going to rest, you're going to clean your house real good, you go to the store, you shop a little bit, and that's it. Or you visit a family member, and that's it. Well, you know what? It's more to life to me than that. And so I want to just get out and let my hair down and just get out there and just enjoy life and travel. What I want to do, guys, I want to be able to travel. And by doing that, guess what? I would say before I leave this earth, I have really enjoyed life. And that's what I want to be able to say, be remembered by, like, she really enjoyed her life, you know. It's more to life than just working. I know Mr. Light Bill got to be paid. I know Mr. Water Bill got to be paid. But guess what? You owe it to yourself to enjoy yourself, to love on yourself, to treat yourself good. You know, don't look for other people to do it for you, but look to yourself to do it, because you have to realize, beloved, you have to be good to yourself. Amen? You have to be good to yourself. And I've come to realize that there's more to life after being diagnosed with stage 3, which upgraded to a stage 4 breast cancer. And when the Most High God healed me, okay, where there's no cancer in my body, I decided, you know what, I almost died. So why not go and enjoy life? When death was knocking at my door, where I almost died, guys, I said, I need to get out and visit and other people and eat different type foods, meet people, hug on people, just love on people. You know what I'm saying? I do. And that's what I'm going to do. So today I'm just going to sit and binge watch some more on some RVers who is out there on the road. Some of them are full-time RVers and some of them are part-time RVers. And so I definitely want to really soak it in and really, because, you know, when I look at the date is June 11th, guys. This month is flying. It's flying by. And I'm looking to get the RV the first week in August or the last around the 26th or so in August. So that's when I'm looking to get the RV, and before you know it, guys, we are going to be in another month, you know? So that's why I said time don't wait on nobody, honey. It doesn't wait on nobody. Amen? Our life is like a vapor. We're here today. We're gone today. You know what I'm saying? So it's good. And I know a lot of times we can plan, but if it's God's will, I'm going to say that, for me to get this RV and travel, then that's what I'm going to do. Those are my plans, and I'm trusting God that I will achieve them. I will reach my goals that I set. I've told you guys that I live on a schedule. I live on a calendar. I write things down. I look at my calendar every day. I see where I'm at, and I go for it. And so these are things, beloved, that you have to understand, is that you have to really schedule your day. You know, don't waste time, you know, because God never wastes time. And I don't like to waste time, beloved. I like to, what would I say, make sure every hour, every second count for something, okay? I should be able to look back on my schedule and see what I was doing on yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that is where we at. We need to see what we are doing and live by a schedule sometime. Because we can waste time if we don't have a roadmap. If we don't have a blueprint of what we need to be doing, we can lose a lot of time. And so time is precious. That's something you cannot get back. Yesterday, what we did yesterday, we can't even get that back. What we did last month, a year ago, 10 years ago, we cannot go back and change anything in that time. What we do today, moving forward for tomorrow and the future, we can have control of that. But one thing we don't have control of is death. We would never have control of death, beloved. So let us not think that, you know, we can stop the clock when it comes to death, because we can't. And that's something that, beloved, we have to understand, is we cannot stop that time. We cannot get that time back. Okay, and so let's make the best of our days, because guess what? We have a few days. We have a few days, you know. So let us, you know, try to live our life. Amen? Amen. So that's something that I look at, you know. I try to live my days, you know. I do. I try to live my day. Yes. So other than that, guys, what are you doing? Are y'all going shopping? I mean, that's something that I'm looking, you know, to do. I'm looking to do. I don't usually, one thing I don't do, guys, I don't spend money foolishly. I know how to make a dollar holler. And I don't get out there and I don't spend money foolishly, you know. And I try to watch every penny, okay. And that's using wisdom, you know. Because a lot of times I've heard many people, and I have done it before too. I used to complain I didn't have enough money, and I'm always, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul and all these other things. And God taught me that I didn't have wisdom, and I needed wisdom. Amen. I needed wisdom. I meant because I was a hot mess, guys. I was a hot mess, okay? And I did not realize that wisdom has built her house. So wisdom built its house. And so I had to ask the Most High God for wisdom. The Bible say he, without wisdom, let him ask. And so I had to ask the Most High God to give me some wisdom, honey, because I was jacked up. I was messed up, okay? I didn't have no wisdom. I thought as a foolish person. I act my actions where I just spent money and just went out there and just started spinning and then crying later. You know, if you know you don't have enough to get those pair of shoes at that time, you save to get those pair of shoes. And by the time you save them coins up, you may see another pair of shoes that was better than no shoes. Compulsive spending, impulsive spending, how you say that? You know, you get out there and you just, you know, at the drop of the hat, oh, I need those. Do you really need those? By the time you save to get those shoes that you like, there may be new shoes come out. And you got the money that you can get those instead of the ones you had your eyes on. You know, new feels good. Yes, it does. But do you have to have the new? See, you have to make do with what you have. A lot of people live above their means, guys. They go out here, you know, and they get this Lamborghini, and knowing they can only afford a hoopty. You know, you can only afford a hoopty. So you get out here and get yourself in trouble, and then now you want to holler the devil. It's not always the devil, sweetie. The decisions that you make, and you don't have the wisdom of God. Because I'm sure God wouldn't have pushed you out there to get something. And a lot of people talk, oh, I've stepped out on faith. Baby, let me tell you something. Faith without works is dead. You can get out there all you want and talk about it's a blessing, standing in church, talking about, oh, I got a car, went on the car lot today, and my credit was jacked up, and I ain't had no money, and God blessed me with this car. But guess what? 3 months later, let's see you say you have that same testimony. Because if you don't pay that car note, the cross truck, and I ain't talking about the one Jesus Christ Yeshua hung on. I'm talking about the cross truck with four wheels going back up and take your nice blessing down the street while you sleep, and then you're going to wake up to a nightmare because you're trying to figure out where your blessing went. Yeah, you got to use some wisdom when you're talking about God. You know what I'm saying? God, he say he without wisdom, let him ask. You got to ask God for his wisdom. Amen? Amen. And I know that we want nice things. We want nice things. We want to eat the finest foods and travel and do all kind of stuff. Because saying different, darling, don't you get out there swimming without a boat or a pedal, okay, in the ocean. Because the shark going to come and eat your fake self up. Yes, it is. Going to come and tear you up. So you got to make sure, beloved, that you walk in by faith and not by sight, and you trust in God and you're depending on God, and you got the wisdom of God. Because he'll teach you. He'll teach you to stop robbing Peter to pay Paul. Yes, he will. He will teach you. But you got to want to have a teachable spirit. You can't have that I know it all spirit. Because you don't know everything. I don't know everything. I'm still learning. Every day I'm learning something new. Amen? And some people teach me things without even being in contact with me. Because if something in their message is going to awaken my spirit man and cause me to look at things a little different. Amen? And so that's why I learned, that's why I'm binge-watching the RVers, because I want to know their experience. Not saying I will experience the same thing on the road, but it's good to know. You know what I'm saying? It's really good to know. And that's why I take my time to listen and really meditate on what they have said, you know, because they're teaching me. And this new couple that's on the road, Peggy and Don, I have to talk about them because they are just so cute together. And they look like they have a lot of fun together. Her husband was in the military, okay? And I think she did 30 years at the AT&T company. I think that's what she said now. Please forgive me if I quote something wrong, but I think that's what I heard her said, okay? But beautiful couple. And this is their first time out on the road together. Okay, and so by it being their first time, beloved, they are really giving us a glimpse of what to expect if you are thinking about doing what they're doing, okay? And so I listened to them, and I'm like, wow, you know. So I think Peggy was a little afraid of the weather, you know, being in a little small camper that they have. She was a little afraid of that. And but other than that, she seemed to be doing good out there on the road, and I look forward to looking at their videos. I even subscribe to the video, and I have their channel featured on my YouTube channel, which is Risa T R O V Living. Okay? You take the T E off of my name, and it's Risa. Okay? Risa T R V Living. And so, I have their channel featured on my channel, and so I want everybody to be able to look at them because they're a beautiful couple. And it's this other couple I want to put on my channel, the Adventure Bannets, I think it's their name. They're a cute couple too. So I'm going to be, you know, featuring a lot of people's channels, so I just want you guys to know that. Also, please go over to my YouTube channel, Risa T R O V Living, and subscribe. Okay, subscribe to the channel because you'll get an opportunity to see me out and about traveling and stuff like that. Me and my family, we're all going to be traveling and just having a good time, you know. So please, you know, come and look and see what you can see, you know. see whether this is something you would like to do, you know. I love it. I would, you know, I love watching these RVs. Now, the van life, guys, I can't get into that van life stuff. I can't. I mean, because I need a shower. Okay, period. I need a shower. I love water, and I will not buy something that does not have a shower. Okay? I got to have a shower in my vehicle. If I'm going to spin, I need to get an RV with a shower, and I want a stove, and I, you know what I'm saying? I want a comfortable suite, a nice bed, okay? That's what I want. And so I want to be comfortable when I'm out there. A lot of van lifers, I met my hot goes out to them. I take my hat off to them. I mean, I see how they live their life. You know, some people, they build out their vans, and they have the sink. They have a bed, and they have, I think they put a little propane cook burner in there. What else? They have some nice vans. You know, I'm not talking against them, but it's not for me. And just like the RV may not be for them, you know. Everybody has their own taste, and I respect that, you know. And like I said, my hat goes off to these van lifers because if they can live in a van, and some people live in their car, you know. Some people live in their car. You know, but my thing is, and they find ways to take baths and stuff, but me, I want to get up out of my bed and go straight to the shower. I don't want to go hunting no shower in no, you know what I'm saying, exercising place, you know, the gym. I don't want to go to no gym, wake up in the morning, got to rush to the gym, take a shower. No, that's too much. That's too much, you know. No, I need to get up, get my little hips up out of my bed and go to that restroom and take that shower. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, you know. So, like I said, and I hope to meet some people who live in their van and just love on them and do some video with them and talk with them and want to know how the van life is. And I want to show that on my channel. So, guys, don't miss out on my channel. I'm going to have to put that my channel in this description box so you can click on and begin to follow me on Risa TRV Living. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be wow. It is really going to be wow, guys. I am going to have a blessed time in the Most High God. Amen. So, guys, I just want to come and love on you guys a little bit this morning. Didn't really have much to talk about, but just wanted to peek in on you and tell you guys to please have a blessed weekend. Try to stay safe, guys, and always be careful when you're out and about driving. Look out for the people who are in front of you, on the side of you, and on the back of you, okay? We're talking about using those eyes to keep you safe from any danger or harm that may be lurking, you know, because things does happen. So you got to be very careful and mindful of what's going on around you, okay? And also, guys, if you have not started following this show, please go ahead and click that pink follow button. And guys, you can go ahead and follow the show. That's right. And also, if you have not received my new book called Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties, guys, you can go ahead and go to Serve It Up Now. Look for that book. Go ahead and click on that link and purchase you a copy. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It will be a blessing to you and your family. Also, my other book is called Behind the Faith of a Woman. You definitely won't be disappointed, okay? So with that said, guys, I got to go. I got to go. Please stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace. Bye-bye.
Understand that your praise is a breakthrough when you're going through.